Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What we do on the show, I mean, the segment had been called Fade the Dibbers.
What's it now?
I mean, it's Ride the Dibbers.
No doubt about it.
But
He's hot.
He's been hot all year. But
see, I hate that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's the crossover.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Wow. Though. Well, I'm sorry, Granny.
You're good.
You actually texted me that yesterday. You're like, I hate that you're 12-2.
Well, I'm the handicapper here. Why does that bother me?
I do not hate
he's
that
he's 12-2.
I only hate that he's 12-2 when I make a big deal about thinking he's about to be wrong, like I did last night.
Grandy told me.
More than 50% of the time I've been with him, which is actually the part that I hate. I don't like it when I'm like, ooh, I'm ready. I got this one. And then he's like, damn it, he agrees with me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, that's no fun.
Yeah, got it.
But dude, 12-2. I said,
dude.
What was that cat that went on the crazy run and got a movie made about it?
Come on.
No. There was, what
Come
was the
on,
name
Will.
Of it?
Sports gambling?
Yes.
A movie.
There was a movie about it. And he did a big radio tour. We had him on the air all the time.
What's his name?
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. Ken, can you, like, everybody.
Randy, now I feel like Diz might be on the man.
Hang on.
You keep going.
But we could probably
get
him.
Was it two for the money?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's Matthew McConaughey.
No, but who's
AI, man. I'm 12-2, but AI is undefeated.
Two for the money. But who was the guy? It was based on a real. It was based on
Al
a real
Pacino's
person.
Al Pacino also in it.
Oh,
no,
I
it's not based
it
on
out.
Al Pacino.
Okay.
There was
Brandon Lang.
Yeah, Brandon Lang.
Former college football star,
dude.
After sustaining a career-ending injury, takes a job handicapping football games.
And he went on an diabolical run.
I'm in already.
And I was like, we should. And Dibs, you know what? I'm going to make this a pet project.
Okay.
I'm going to see if we can get him on tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh,
because
man. That
I wanted,
is incredible.
I wanted, was his run 14 games? Was it 114
but
games?
But to get a movie, I got to believe.
And I, you know,
yeah,
a sports
this.
Gambler
yeah.
who goes on a heater, y'all already can bet how it ends.
Yeah.
But anyway.
With addiction and bankruptcy. The ABCs of gambling.
Naked in an alley somewhere.
That's pretty
like,
good.
He went on a crazy run.
Oh, man.
And so he should, I would love to hear him coach you up on what to
That's
do
great,
and what
man.
Not to do
yeah.
when you get hot.
Well, and it's
I'm
one thing
it, I'm jealous,
it's one
man.
Thing to win, but yeah. some of the wins have been ridiculous, like taking the Cardinals in 2 points and they lose by one.
Buffalo week one against the Ravens.
Buffalo
that
week
one.
One
so
with,
you're winning like the Niners.
It just, and it's funny you say that because we're going to
so.
Get into that.
very much
they
so.
Have a plus 10-point differential
That's
and they're 3-0.
Wow.
And they're 26th in the red zone efficiency and they're 3-0. And they've had six or seven guys get hurt, and they're 3-0. There's so many reasons why they should be 1-2, maybe 2-1 with a break. They're 3-0.
Can I take that to why I've been trying to convey to Grandy and the listeners, I know this Bosa thing's going to hurt, but I'd be a fool if I said I'm blown away through 3 weeks about the coaching job on both sides of the ball. Why would this be any different? I know he's a heavyweight, but they've won without their tight end. But I guess he's out, and I've heard it. All season, goo.
Yeah.
Okay, but still.
No, but why should it change the way they look this weekend? That's, probably wouldn't.
And they beat Arizona without him, technically.
I love that you guys brought that up because, like anybody's memory, it's kind of like you go into the game, you watch the game, you experience the game, you come out, and you have your processing of it. I forgot that nobody had even scored when he went out. I knew he went out. I didn't realize he went out that early. And they kind of played this one without him. And they won.
They did.
So why can't they beat Jacksonville without him?
Yeah.
What about the Rams?
Yeah, harder.
What about Tampa?
That's harder.
Yeah.
Harder. You know, but again, that the reason I was striking that chord yesterday of like, let's just stay in the moment is – like, I don't think Trey Hendrickson's going to be on the Niners next week.
All right, I got you.
He might be in three. Yeah,
right.
Or somebody might be.
No, I got you.
I mean, shout out to Tim Kaye for writing the article today. We were discussing this
yesterday. Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, go read it. This will put some actual, like, rational thought process to the idea. And it's a great target. Now, today's not the day because the Bengals are 2-1. And so they get to also play the whole, like, maybe we're going to be good this year.
No, I got you. But for at least a couple more weeks.
We all believe that is the biggest, I think it's the biggest house of cards in the league right now, that the Bengals are ahead of the Ravens in the division. Wow. And so let that fall apart for a few more weeks, which I think it will. And then let's see. Yeah. I mean, the one thing that was revealing about it is, as Kawakami said, the Niners like him. They've liked him for a long time.
And I'll just real quick say this to what I've been saying to Granny for almost 4 hours. I heard Bonte, Butch, and Spadoni have a great conversation in regard to, and I'm a sports romantic. Here I go, Dibs. What does Kyle and John owe Trent and maybe Fred Warner, the OGs, if they got a great record to go get an ad to kind of help them, you know, get over that loss of Bosa if they're 6-2 or 7. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm into the, I think the speeches occur and they don't. But I'm like, but you kind of like, we're close here. So in for reinforcements.
I think it works that way. I absolutely think it works that way. Look, you know, the Giants this year, Matt Chapman said it at the deadline.
Oh, gosh.
Like, we took away the team's ability to go add. And then the vice versa is true. I don't like, okay, it looks funky. It feels circumstantial. You got some breaks. Dude, you're 3-0.
Wins are wins.
Okay. You are 3-0, and you owe it to your players and your fans and all of that stuff that when an opportunity presents itself to go for it, you go for it.
Three wins isn't enough to prove that, though.
No,
like,
not
you have,
at all.
To keep it up.
No, not at all.
At least be, you know, like 5-4 come week 9 or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, I mean, you now, in order to be 6-3 at the deadline, you only need to go 500 over the next 6 weeks.
Wow.
That's it.
And the schedule isn't.
Yeah.
Schedule is the schedule. So.
And it doesn't always have to be that you have a great record to make the move. And I was thinking about McCaffrey when they traded for him. Huh? They were 3-3. They had just come off that game in Atlanta where the Falcons went down the field over and over and over. They were running it down your throat, and you thought you were better than that. And so with a 3-3 club, they went out and got McCaffrey, and they won 10 of the next 11 and, you know, went on a deep run. And that's the one they went to the Eagles when Brock Purdy's arm fell off.
Yep.
But they were 3-3, and they made a bold move. So I think it's less about what you owe to certain guys, and it's more about – what can you do to keep this train on the tracks chugga-chugga?
Mm.
Because you've got a soft enough schedule and a good enough team to where, yeah, you could add a piece and you could stay in this mix.
Yeah.
The trade deadline, by the way, is November 4th after the week 9 games.
Yeah.
So you'll be 9 games in.
Yeah, we had Ross Tucker on in the 11 o'clock hour, and my thing was, or one of my questions, talk to me about the 80 pass attempts. And Grandy was like, "Goo, I think it might be a byproduct of, you know, them not running the ball." But it was 1 week in Seattle. Brock had 35, which is almost 40. And I'm like, there is nothing to see here. I think now this might have been why Kyle was dialing up 35 times in Seattle. But it's got to improve because they got to put up more. I know you guys had fun, or we did it yesterday, 24 or 30. But the numbers got to go up when Brock gets back to offset what the defense is trying to do in regard to their new form, their new identity.
I think this is the head scratcher of the whole team so far.
The run game?
Yeah.
But they're stacking the box too.
Right.
Cardinals bird looked evil to me. You know, I was like, they're stopping that run. Yeah. The bird looked evil.
We're still kind of early on getting the analytics or the data out of all of that, right? So, like,
just 3 weeks.
Well, the Seahawks are really good defense. So, in theory, if you've got your quarterback and he's going to be gaining weapons almost weekly now,
man,
the rest of the way. So, in theory, if you're stacking the box, you ought to be able to make them pay.
Which
they haven't been able to do yet because there's just not a lot of action downfield. You're meeting receivers in the huddle. Hi, my name's Mac.
Hi, Mac.
Hi, my name's Marquez
Valdez.
I couldn't believe it.
Okay, you go over there and I'll
Sky Moore, what are you doing here? Right. I thought you were a returner.
I wonder if holes don't open up for the run game as weaponry starts coming back.
And also George Kittle, and I heard Ross mention it to you guys, great interview today, that he is an elite run blocker as a tight end. So you don't have him. Trent, maybe at 37, is slowing down a little bit. Dominic Pooney has been feast or famine at times, and so I don't think you've had the group really able to establish any sort of a run game. I did a deep dive on every McCaffrey carry far this year, so we'll break down some of the numbers, but the big headline is the red zone. 13 carries, 7 yards for McCaffrey in the red area, inside the 20.
Wow. Didn't they only have 5 at halftime?
5 rush attempts for McCaffrey.
Man!
Yeah, at half. Yeah.
Well, I remember that last year, the red zone struggles, it was all like, well, there's no McCaffrey.
Oh, that's right.
And now there's McCaffrey.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
Now there's no Kittle.
Yeah.
One of the times they converted
going into the red zone.
One of the times they converted in the red zone was the Kittle touchdown week 1, and then he got hurt and hasn't played since.
Right.
And they have a Juszczyk red zone touchdown. They have a Tonjes. They've got red zone touchdown.
McCaffrey through the air red zone touchdown.
Count it. Yep. Count that.
Yep.
Wow.
Those are, I mean, your red zone weapons are guys that we've never heard of.
And you were down there.
Yeah.
Were down there just against Arizona on the 4th-and-2 incomplete. Like, that you should have been able to punch that in.
0 rushing touchdowns, 0 red zone touchdowns to receivers.
Ooh.
3-0.
Yeah.
Wow.
Talk to me.
Feel like 5-0.
Talk to me.
Your only touchdown.
How was that happen?
Your only touchdown to a receiver is the long one to Juwan, right?
That's incredible.
It.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
crazy.
Yeah, Ricky Pearsall, no touchdowns yet.
Yeah. Hmm. 1 for 4 in the red zone against Arizona, and you got the W. 1 for 4 against New Orleans in the red zone.
Damn, man.
You got the W. 2 for 5 against Seattle and 2 block kicks, and you got the W.
And one of them was Jake Tonn just jumping in front of a defender.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
you should really be thankful about this 3-0.
Absolutely. And I try to not use the word luck, because ultimately you've got professional athletes who, in a 50-50 situation, one of them makes the play, the other one doesn't, like Upton Stout. He fights his way all the way through that, and he makes the play. Zay Jones, could he have held on? Sure. But Upton's arm was in there.
That's it.
And Upton won. And the Tonjes touchdown was a ball up for grabs, and he grabbed it. Up for grabs, and he grabbed it. So you get credit, in my opinion. Is it lucky? I mean, maybe. For me, luck is when, you know, like the Ayuk play from a couple years ago where it bounced off the guy's helmet and it went right to
Ayuk.
Right. That, to me, is more under the category of luck. This is just, you need a play made, and these guys make a play. You had Nick Bosa with the shrug sack to seal a game. Man. Upton Stout makes a play. Jake Tonn just makes a play.
The Marvin Harrison drop, is that luck?
Okay.
That's incredible.
That, I think, is more,
I just watched a slow-mo replay of that play.
Of the Harrison?
Where was it? I think he could have scored.
For those of you who are not watching, my face is all, like, my eyes are bugging out. It's one of the worst plays I've ever seen in the history of watching the NFL. I mean, first of all, the dude has the half of his field to himself.
Dude.
Yep.
It's not a long play.
And he ain't a slow dude.
It's a touchdown.
It's not the all 22, because he's the only guy on the screen.
All one. We got a video with the all one. And Kyler just does, he kind of hucks it up because somebody's about to hit him. And so he sees him running open. So he's just like, just throw it over to that side of the field. He's by himself. And Marvin is waiting for the ball. It's almost like the end of those movies where it's like some little dork turns into a great athlete. It has this moment. Right. He closes
Lucas.
His eyes.
Lucas. Shout out, Lucas.
Thank you.
I mean, slow-mo ball flying through the air.
And the ball's getting close to him, and he's just looking at it like, I'm going to catch you. And then he puts his hands up and doesn't touch the ball.
It's his
chest. It goes right through all 10 of his fingers.
You got to do it like Kevin Harlan.
Right between the fingers.
Talking about you got
dude,
a great
his
one.
Harlan is so good.
I've never seen it. It's got to be. It's one of the biggest gaffes I've ever seen.
Your guys are
going to
laugh. He's so delicate upstairs, I believe, in what's going on with Kyler. I do wonder if he can just Mariah Carey dibs and shake it off. Like, is that going to follow
Taylor
him?
Swift.
I don't know.
Dude, that was, I can't believe it.
I don't know. And then obviously, look, I know it was a much tougher play, but a good wide receiver in the NFL makes that play in the end zone.
Oh, man.
Because he was not.
Oh, that hurt.
He did not have a defender draped on him. Like, he had to jump, but the ball was between his hands.
Something's going on.
Dude. Woof.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. That drop that you're talking about in the end zone where he had to jump and land on his back for it. Malik Nabers, his fellow first-round draft pick last year, makes that catch. Ricky Pearsall probably makes that catch.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen Ricky drop anything.
My boy Reg B texted me like, Pops is not happy. Yeah, it was a flag, but you should have had that one. My gosh.
Especially after what had already happened earlier. I mean,
there you go.
That's as bad of a game as I've seen a receiver have since Kadarius Toney on opening night. Chiefs Lions
lining up offsides
3 years ago. Man. Where I
that's
mean,
a great
he almost
one.
Single-handedly lost them that football game.
No, he lost them that one. Yeah. Man,
was the Ravens tight end? Is that Mark Edwards?
Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews.
Oh,
thank
God.
You.
Yeah.
Last year in the playoffs,
that was rough.
Yeah,
and even the Lions when they were here for the playoffs and taking on the Niners, and you had couple of those fourth down drops.
Totally.
But Williams, I think, was the guy.
Khalif Raymond, or was it?
Oh, it was Jameson Williams, I thought.
No, it wasn't Jameson.
No, it was the other guy.
It was
He ain't as good as Jameson.
He's not on the team anymore, are they?
Imagine that.
Shoot. Anyway, no, but those are like one drop. This, to me, was like, because there was also the play where he and Kyler were on different pages, and he just ran.
Now I believe Kyler was right.
Josh Reynolds.
Josh Reynolds.
Well done, Randy.
When you get 3 or 4 or 5 plays in a game as a receiver where you're just like, good Lord, dude, he lost him the game. He lost in the game.
Yeah. And so you might put that under luck, but again, you just might have better players. Like you were saying, Grandy, I can't recall a lot of Pearsall drops, if any. And the Niners this year, they have, well, McCaffrey had two on Sunday, very uncharacteristic. Yeah. And beyond that, they might only have one other drop.
I'm with you.
Not a lot of drops. And so even if you're more talented, you got to make the play. And that's why I think about that play from Upton Stout, where that's the ball game. Either you break that pass up or they put the pillow over your face and you lose. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
So
one of the things we were talking about today, and we asked Ross Tucker this, and Ross generally seemed to take some of the credit away from Robert Saleh for what's happened so far and just crediting the players and their health. He talked about last year and, you know, Fred Warner playing on the bum ankle all season and all the other injuries that they had. Not saying that Robert Saleh hasn't been doing a good job. He said he's doing a good job, but not giving as much credit to Robert Saleh as we all have been so far.
Right.
But now he said this is the time where Robert Saleh gets to flex his muscles without Nick Bosa.
I thought that was like, come on, that's a little like...
I feel like I've already seen Robert Saleh turn this defense, like do a full 180.
It's not Tom Cruise Mission Impossible, but the fact that you're saying it, call me when he does it without Bosa, I thought that was like, man.
Y'all ever break up with someone?
Oh, man.
Okay, so the first 2 weeks of that next person, how's that always feel?
Amazing.
The honeymoon.
Okay,
yeah.
So what Ross is not understanding is that we are thinking about Robert Saleh and running it through the prism of Nick Sorensen.
And Wilkes.
And Wilkes, which was, I don't think Wilkes is a bad coach.
Not as bad at all.
Just a bad experience.
Yeah.
The whole thing has been 2 years of a really, really bad experience. So that's the comparison right now, and that's why Saleh... I think, you're not gonna get us off of Robert Saleh right now. It feels so good.
No doubt.
And plus, you're back with the ex that you had the best times with. You had the best of times.
You thought was the one that you were gonna give a ring to.
And if you love somebody, you set them free, and then sometimes they come flying home. Just one quick note on the Saleh and the Bosa part of it.
Yeah.
Niners are 29th in pressure rate this year as a defense. And that includes two games and two drives with Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
So even with Nick Bosa, you haven't been pressuring quarterbacks. 15%. Only the Ravens, Jets, and Panthers are worse than you are.
Grandy gave us, how long did Murray have in the pocket with Bosa to
extra half a second when
That's
Bosa was on
takes,
the sideline.
Man.
And let's see, I have it here. Where did it go? Pressure rate with Nick Bosa on the field on Sunday, 45%. Pressure rate with Nick Bosa off the field Sunday, 28%.
That's a small sample,
but
they're gonna
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Change.
They're going to have to replace him.
Yeah.
But not yet.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. They're going to have to replace him.
But right now it's by committee.
Yeah, it's just not.
It takes a village.
It's too early.
Yeah, I got you.
Like right now.
Cincinnati's 2-1. You said it.
And if you want to go get someone now, you're going to be forced into a wild overpay because you're desperate. That's like walking to the car lot and trying to buy a car.
I can't remember what they did last time he did this to the other knee in 20.
They had so many other injuries that year. It was just a down year.
Yeah, they lost their quarterback in the same game, right?
And others.
Wow, man.
Well, they had those back-to-back games at MetLife versus the Giants and the Jets, and they had like 8 ACL injuries those 2 weeks alone.
Yeah.
Can I throw a curveball at you guys before I get out of here? Because I mean this. I have a date with baseball. The Mariners, the Mets, the Cubs, this thing, the Astros, this thing is crazy how close this is with the week. And the fact that the Reds run down the Mets and the Giants are 2-8 in their last 10, I mean this. I'm speaking on behalf of Giants. That makes it worse that you had that Saturday in the slot and then you just poo-poo. And now you're like, you're not, the Reds should be the Giants. The Reds are the Giants to me. And it's just, it is really, truly disheartening. And my theme of this is not just Melvin, but this makes it worse, doubly worse for me, that they got there and then, Trent, they went back to bad baseball, 2-8, when they could be doing what the Reds are doing. That's a hard pill to swallow, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought something else was wrong.
He has, Bob Seger turned the page? He's already turned
Willard,
the page.
This is not Robin, okay.
No, of course it's not. But it wasn't already. Like, I wasn't. Okay.
I talked to him, man.
Fun run.
Because it was
to get
wow.
back into it.
Yes.
And I'll never not remember Friday night against the Dodgers.
You were there.
But the fact that then they knew they had 6 more games against the Dodgers the rest of the week, and they won one of them. And
but your ace got the ball. You're up 4-1 after the first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, you're surprised?
Like, I am at 2-8.
The whole thing was fun, but I never bought it. Did you ever feel like?
Can I ask you real quick why you didn't buy it?
Because
I was over here like, oh my gosh.
Because they're putting people in out of the bullpen that their own fans have never heard of. They gave up on their season. They sold.
But then their play told us something else.
Well, they played so well to just get back into it, but you're not going to be able to sustain what they win 13 out of 16 or 14 out of 17. I had the notes on it, and I actually threw those notes away because it's no longer appropriate.
And they were raking.
Incredible.
And now they can't get a hit.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. So you just run it back, huh? Nothing to see here?
No, you don't run it back.
I think it's salt in the wound that you fell off again.
I don't know. They weren't good enough before. They're not good enough now. But what does run it back mean to you? If you're solely talking about Bob Melvin, I've been steadfast with this all year. Yes, I do believe they're going to, quote, run it back. Mm. I absolutely think Bob is going
Randy
to be back.
Randy said that too.
I think that's what the organization is thinking, and I'm not even really against it because I don't think that Bob is the top of the list of their issues. Now, what changes can they make out in the field? That's the issue for me. It's limited. I'd be real interested to know kind of like when they come back. You know, Jesus Rodriguez is up, right? Or is he? Yeah, he's up.
All right.
Like this announcement earlier today that now you've got basically review on balls and strikes within the game, that lessens the importance of Patrick Bailey.
Oh, wow.
Like, his whole thing is framing. And now...
And throwing, right?
Yeah. No, he's a very good defensive catcher, but is he so good...
No, he's not.
...that you can just stomach...
Yeah.
Like, he only hits the ball if it's the bottom of the ninth and there are people on base and you can win. That's the only time he hits the ball. So, there's limited spots where they can make a move, but Bryce Eldridge should be on the team next year.
But do you have a, before you go, Dibs and Grandy, do you have a problem for any Giant fan or me saying, you know what, I'd like to see some new blood at the manager position? Like, does that just throw you off, or do you like, I get it, I don't agree with you.
How about elaborate your take?
Had a clue.
Who?
The Giants and Bob Melvin collectively, the players, said we don't know.
Who?
And I think we don't know went on too damn long.
Who is it and what will it do?
Now the Rangers are going the other way. They didn't lose 8 in a row, 7 in a row. What if Bochy were available?
Why is his losing streak not damaging to what he's doing right now?
But he won a World Series, too.
Of course he did.
So now I come over here.
But you see, I'm devil's advocate here. Like, what do you actually think sticking a new, retired-age human being in funny pants in a dugout is actually going to do for your OPS?
When I see Willard running the bases like a chicken with his head cut off, or I see Grandy just making bad plays in the field, or Dibs getting picked off on third in Chicago, and I'm making stuff up. Maybe my stuff behind the scenes can get Dibs to get out of that funk or whatever collectively, more than just, you know what, I'm gonna let Dibs work it out himself. And the amount of times I read, I don't know, and that was acceptable. I'm just saying maybe a new skipper gets to find out, you know, why. I don't know. Like, you know, that doesn't last and linger as much.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I'm grasping, but I think that stuff matters.
It does matter, but if you think about the organizational philosophy, it's Buster Posey now calling the shots, and he's going to lean on stability. He's a catcher. Bob's a catcher. Uh-huh. He got an extension. I don't think you extend a guy in, what, April or May, okay, and then fire him in October. That's not the way a stable organization goes about it. If next year is a carbon copy of this year, you're going to get that change. I think that Bob Melvin, with his gravitas and his experience, has earned the right to give it one more shot and have them not wind up next year at 80 and 82.
And I shut my ass up when they start winning and they were knocking. I left Bob alone. So, Grandy, I just want to, like, I'm a real one. I left Bob. I'm like, oh, what? But then why did that just go away? Evaporated.
Well, what is it that he wasn't doing when they were losing, that he is doing when they're winning, that he's now not doing
again?
Well,
then what does a coach do?
And that's where that was just...
I mean, the manager position in baseball has been diminished. There's no two ways about it. It's been diminished. It's why their pay scale has gone way down. So that's always a little bit of...
So you think it ain't hit to hit?
What the average fan, outside of a pitching change, what do you think the manager does?
I want to lay into somebody.
He does.
Like Melvin. Melvin did get to Ramos on the base running blunders.
He gets into them all the time. They've been doing this for 6 months. He gets into them all the time. But
that's just an example of something they do.
Yep. But like, okay, he does that. And Ramos is still, he's still jogging to first base and then running hard when he shouldn't. He runs slow when he shouldn't. He runs hard when he shouldn't. He's not an intuitive baseball player.
I just hate the Reds are there.
I do too.
Got that. Yeah. Like, I didn't think another team would catch the Mets, and Arizona's a game back.
Yep.
Even the Cardinals have caught the Giants now.
Wow.
77-80. Giants.
I love that you admit, Willard, I was done, but they brought me back. But then to just fall off the cliff again. That's why
they're just teasing us, dude.
That's
all it is. Yeah.
And it's also the schedule. They had the Dodgers. So you beat them on the Friday. You had six more against them, and you won one of those.
Damn,
and
you did.
They're just a better team than you. And all of your hot streak that you had on that.
It was hot.
It was super hot. It was one of the hottest streaks they've ever had. 2021, they actually had, and they won 107 games. But they had a couple streaks like that and one even longer. But this team, you got so hot to just sniff the race, and then you regress back to the mean.
You should not. And here's the tale of the tape.
Take
it beyond this year. I believe, do I have this right now? Outside of 2021, that's a decade and one playoff appearance.
2016 was their last playoff before.
Against the Cubs.
So 17,
that,
18.
That should never happen.
That's bad.
With this organization.
9 years, one playoff.
Wow, okay. Man.
So that should never happen. Not
with the wild card.
With six teams making it.
Yeah, oh, man.
That should never happen with a team with this financial power, with these resources, with this fan base, with this city, with that ballpark, with these rules.
But see, that's what makes this one hurt.
Division,
Buster spent some of that. Adames. Who's saying that was a bad acquisition?
You're one.
Devers.
You're one.
But why didn't the car start fast enough?
You're one. And for Devers, it's year half.
Oh, he's looking like Devers now. He did not feel fast. It's like, wow.
But no, this is you come back next year, I think, with a mandate. For sure.
Well, he's not gonna get another extension. Okay. Like his contract goes through next year. So all right. I don't think you come back in May, even if you start out 18-7, I don't think you come right out in May and go, hey, another extension. Here you go, Bo Mel. It's a prove it year for sure for Bob Melvin. And, you know, the majority of the upgrades, I think, a couple of starters, you need some bullpen help. And the guys that you're going to keep, they've got to be better at baseball. Yep. And that's where I look at maybe not Bob Melvin, but organizationally, why is Marco Luciano still unable to play defense?
Wow,
why is Elliot Ramos this bad in left field? Like, I don't know who to blame. I don't know enough about their structure, but something has to change internally to where these guys become better baseball players.
Wow.
What do you guys got coming up?
First of all, we were so damn close to calling today Fat Tuesday. We were going to fill it up with offensive linemen, but a couple of things didn't quite come through, but we got one. So John Feliciano.
Oh.
Five?
He cusses on YouTube at 5. So that's exciting.
That's wild.
By the way, y'all should take a spin at his actual podcast. Every third word.
Hide the children.
Every third word.
Andrew Dice.
It's two to three people going, man, bleep, dip, bloop, deep, deep, bop, boop, dip, dip, while they're watching football. It's hilarious.
Now, that's pretty fun.
Anyway, so John will be on at 5. Matt Barrows is going to be on at 3:15.
Purdy play this week?
I think
it's Tuesday.
I think so.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
I would imagine so, yeah. I think so. I mean, it seemed like he was ramping up toward it, and then not quite ready, but right. I think that after that break, I mean, even if you hold him out, it's only 4 days later till your next game.
Granny, you know what else is coming up on today's show?
What?
You.
Me?
Yeah,
Grandy's great.
Yeah, you got to call in.
Okay.
Get on the video at like 4:15.
All right, sounds good.
Look at it.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll be listening.
Oh, yeah.
From the house.
All right, guys.
Man,
all right.
You're working a double shift.
Look at him.
Do you get extra for that?
No.
Okay. Thank God. I don't want to turn the lights off or anything.
All right. Have a good show, guys.
Right. Bye-bye.
Village and Dibs coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.